Colton Dixon is back with a new song on life. It's called Miracles. Colton and his wife Annie also expecting their own miracles very soon. Twin girls. All right, let's catch up with Colton Dixon. Good morning.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Do you feel ready? Like, you guys are jumping into parenthood, like, into the deep end. I mean, twins, right off the bat.
Yes and no. I don't know if anyone, if they were 100% honest, thought they were, like, completely ready for their first child. In our case, first two kids. So, with that said, we are excited out of our minds. We just can't wait to meet them. We're expecting two identical twin girls sometime between late July and mid-August. The goal is to keep them cooking for, you know, until mid-August. So we'll see. But yeah, it's just crazy, man. We the first one was a surprise for us. Obviously, we were not expecting the second one either. So it's just been a crazy season, but we're soaking it in. It's actually been a really sweet season for us at home. But yeah, it's crazy.
Well, tell me about the moment that you and Annie discovered, all right, okay, there's two.
We got into the room and the technician was being very sweet. But as she started looking at the ultrasound, she kind of started giving us some funny looks. And I don't know why, but my heart sank a little bit. She was asking, she's like, hey, have you guys like been in before? You know, just, I don't know why it made me think the worst, but it did. But then finally she just looked at us. She's like, man, I don't know how to tell you this, but there's two of them in there. And we were just like, wait, what? Like, what in the world? I looked at my wife and my wife was like cry laughing. I was standing when she told me the news and I'm like, hold on. I had to sit down.
Wow. Well, let's talk about the song Miracles. Here's the thing you hear. Was that really a miracle or just a coincidence? I mean, and then it's like, well, what do you want to believe? What will you believe? And you hit this head on, and you have some experience to share, too.
Yeah, well, first I'll say that the devil hates miracles. He hates any sign that points to God. So I think that he loves to get in our head and try and rationalize what's going on. But to be honest with you, there was a season of unknown for me and my career about 3 years ago. American Idol deal ended, and the record label was kind of a part of that. So that went away as well. So it felt like I was a musician who lost his job, basically. But it was during that season where things just slowed down a bit, and I started to appreciate all of the little things that we maybe took for granted or overlooked because we were busy. And some people, again, just say, oh, well, that's just coincidence or whatever, but man, I don't think anything's just chance. I really don't. I think that our steps are laid out in front of us. It's up to us to choose God's path for our lives. But in doing so, I think that they're all ordained and anointed. And so it was during that season that I'm like, man, there are so many miracles that happen every single day that we don't even give a second thought to. So in doing that, I just realized that my wife and I both, we were just more grateful to be alive. And I don't know, when we would approach God, we would come with more humble hearts, with, again, just more thankfulness. Like, man, God, thanks for the air that we breathe today. And thanks for blessing us with a roof over our head, food to eat. Even though I technically don't have a job or a source of income because touring is not happening right now, like, you're still providing. It's actually been so cool to see God's faithfulness come through, even just financially. Whether it's like Christian radio playing songs that a new song or songs that I've had out for years, like for whatever reason, there's been a huge bump in people playing older songs, which has been amazing for us because we don't have touring to rely on right now. But in that season, it kind of had to practice what we preach. And we had to choose faith over fear. But out of that season came that song Miracles and a lot of the other songs on the EP as well. So we're really excited that it's coming out right now during this pandemic.
Yeah. The song is called Miracles by Colton Dixon. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning, Colton. You've encouraged our faith.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.